So today is Zvachim Daf Kuf. We're going to make the siyum to finish. We're going to be Messiah today. Today's shiur is being learned L'zecha Nishmas Bitul Bas Lemel HaKoein, sponsored by Simcha Klein. And we're going to learn for Zechus for Refuah Shleima, for Shoshana Basya, Bas Rachel Devorah, and Shiav Refuah Shleima, along with all Kol Yisrael. Okay. We are now on the last line of Kuf Yitesh of Advei, Boyer Rabbi Zeira. So Rabbi Zeira, now we're going to bring a suffix that Rabbi Zeira had regarding Klitas Mechitzos. We had mentioned before there's a machlokes in Rami Rachama and Rabbi Lazar as to whether or not if you had an ol of a Bamas Yachid and then you brought it inside to the Bamas Tzibor, whether or not the Mechitzos were collated, so now it has the halachas of a carbon has to be brought to the, it has to have the rules of a carbon for a Bamas Tzibor. So boy Rabbi Zeira, and most Rishonim learn that this machlokes is only according to Rabbi Lazar, who says he had a constant of Klitas Mechitzos. So boy Rabbi Zeira, olas Bamas Yachid. So I have an ola that was muktash for the purposes of being brought on a bamas yachid. Shehichaniso lifrim. Machlokas Rashi tells us of when what happened, but you brought it inside into the bamas tzibor. Rashi, we're more like Rashi. Rashi says shehichaniso lifrim acher sheshachta b'chutz. After you did shechita outside, you brought it inside. Bechazer behutziyah, and then you brought it back outside. Tosa says we're talking about a live animal. Rashi is talking about a dead animal, right? Shehichaniso lifrim behutziyah lechutz mahu, and then you brought it back outside mahu. What's the din? Mi Armina, do we say, came in the Isla, once it went inside to the Bama Sibor, Kaltala Mechitzasa. Now, so the Mechitzos, the curtains, grabbed it, and it has all the dinim, it has all the dinim of the Bama Sibor, and you have to bring it back inside to do all the work there. O Dilma, or do we say, Kavan the Hadar Hadar? So once it went out, it went out. Rashi gives an example, he says, Mahu, Mi Nahogba did Kache Bama Gadola, Liton Betrumas Chazer Vishok. I don't know why he chooses that example, to take off the Chazer Vishok. Do you have to bring it back inside? To bring it back inside or not? You know, the Chof Nassim is Medayah from his Rashi that, because he says, Truma Chazav Vishok, that it doesn't say here, Olos Bamas Yachid. It has to be Kachi Bamas Yachid, because Chazav Vishok doesn't know he went Olos. It has to be Olos Bamas Yachid, Chazav Vishok. Okay. So Gemara says, well, I'll tie this Machlokas to a previous Machlokas. Lav Hainu Pluksa, the Rabbi of Rav Yosef. Is this not the Machlokas between Rabbi and Rav Yosef that we have in Maseches Me'ilah, the first mission of Me'ilah, the Tznan, right? I'm going to read the gears of that, how Rashi has the gears. It's different than the gears we have on the printed text. The Tznan, we have the Mishnah there. Kachay Kadashim Sheshachlam Bedarim. At Kachay Kachim, that we all know has to be Shechlam where on the northern side. Three of Machlokas where north is, because Zara. Three of Machlokas where the north is, but it has to be done on the north, wherever north is. But you, Shechlam Deshatlos, on the south, right? Molin Bahem. There still is Me'ilah. Meaning it doesn't, we don't say that's considered not Kaddish anymore. We say there still is Me'ilah. We don't say that's like it was choked. Concept of Me'ilah still exists. But the Ibailahu, when they asked the Shaila, Alu Mahu Sheyerdu. If this carbon went up onto the Mizbeach, do you take it down? Rabba Amar Yerdu. Rabba says it does not, it comes down. Rav Yosef Amar Im Alu Lo Yerdu. If it goes up, it does not go down. Right, look at the gears on the side of Rashi, that's where I read it from. So Rabba says he take it down. To the point to Rabba, the Mizbeach is not Mikadish the Karbonos that were shechted in the wrong spot. So that would be the same place, that's the same thing by us. Kmo came by us, that the Mechitza is not going to be collate the carbon of the Bamas Yachid that came inside. Therefore, it goes out. As opposed to Rabbi Yosef who says that if you shechted in the south, it goes up on the Mizbeach, it stays up on the Mizbeach. So too, by the Mechitzos of the Bama Sibor, that even though it was shechted outside, you have to, and it goes outside, you have to bring it back in once the Mechitzos grab it. So trying to tie that Machlokas to our Machlokas. Big kasha they ask on it. So the Rashi. Right, Rashi said, I just explained the according to Rashi, right, Rashi says that even according to Rav Yosef, who says that, he simply says that you don't have to take it off the Mizbeach once it's on the Mizbeach. However, he's also going to, according to Rav Elazar, he's also going to be moda that if it came off the Mizbeach, you don't bring it back up. Because everyone holds in your, if you took it off after it went up, you don't bring it back up. Because it had the Mishnah Pei Dalet, it said, Kol Apsulim Shadinam Shim Olu Agam Mizbeach Lo Yerdu, Kishem Shim Olu Lo Yerdu, Kachim Yerdu Lo Yalu. They came off, you don't put them back on. So, if that's the case, what's the comparison to the cleatness of the wall, of the bummer? There we're saying, bring it back in. It went out, bring it back in.
But in the case of Rav Elazar, we're trying to say that he holds the same thing. If it went off, you don't put it back in. He only says that if it went back on, you leave it in. So if it went into the mechitzos, leave it in the mechitzos. But once it came out, that's similar to a jumping off the fire. So that's the kasha. How does that work? Hear the kasha? The comparison is missing a little bit. It's a different thing. So apparently there's a big grizz that talks about it. I have to admit, I don't have the grizz. I couldn't even look at it to say I don't understand it. I just didn't even look at it. So I don't know the answer. But that's a good kasha. But the Gemara says, right away, the Gemara says, don't worry about it. We're going to knock off the comparison to begin with. Tiboyle Rabba Tiboyle Rav Yossi. I'll ask the on this comparison, both on Rabba and on Rav Yossi. Tiboyle Rabba. Rabba said that if Olu Yerdu, if you're Shlita Bedarim. So he says, Adkan Loka Amar Rabba. Rabba says to his din that the Ivari of the Kachin, that you shepherd them to the south, that went up on the Mizbeach is not Mekadish, it doesn't grab them. El of the Mizbeach. That's only talking about the Mizbeach, because the Mizbeach has a specific din. The Chazilei Mekadish, the Lo Chazilei Mekadish. Whatever is fit for the Mizbeach is Mekadish. Whatever is not fit for the Mizbeach is not Mekadish. And this is not fit for the Mizbeach anymore. Rashi says, the Lo Chazi U Mekadish, the time the Perek Mizbeach Mekadish, on Pegim, we told Shanem Arkolon, we gave Mizbeach Mekadish, Shomeni Ani Bein Royu Bein Shein Royu, Kamalob Ola, Hani Lab Royu Ninhu, the Larabba Kaman the Chanikun Domi. Shechling it in the south, Rashi said, according to Rabba, as if he strangled it. There was no Shechita done at all. It's possible. Can't even bring it up. So, but that's the case by Mizbeach. Ava Mechitza, Afa Gad Lo Chazi Lei Kalta. Maybe Mechitza is a different din. Maybe even if it's not supposed to go into the Mechitza, but Mechitza is granted. Who says the Mizbeach and the Mechitza have the same halachas, have the same dinim? Who says? Oh, Dilma, you can say the other way around and say that Rav Yosef is not, you can't learn Machlokes the same way. I feel Rav Yosef. Ad Kan Lo Ka'am Rav Yosef Hasam. Rav Yosef, when he said it's did by the Shkute Doro, then it goes up. If it went up on the Mizbeach, it stays up in the Mizbeach. Ella the Chad Makamahu. Because it all took place in one area. Granted, it was north, south, east, west, but it's in the Azara. It's all in the Azara. So therefore, we say there the Mizbeach can grab it. Aval Hacha, then in the case of the Bamas Yach and the Bamas Sibur, they're different places. The Bamas Yach is in my backyard. The Bamas Sibur is in Gilgal or Nov or wherever it is. It's two separate places, right? Aval Hacha, the terrain Mekomos Ninu, lo, maybe the Mechitzos would not grab it. Oh, the Yom Shnar, maybe it would grab it. But you can't say that the machlokas, the question that Rav Zera had as to whether or not an Ola Bamas Yachid that went inside and then went outside, you have to bring it back in, that's not necessarily the machlokas between Rabba and Rav Yosef. The Gemara says, Teiku. How do we answer this Teiku? Gemara says, Teiku. Okay. Now, the Gemara brought before in this Mishnah, they brought a machlokas, right? We just brought the machlokas between Rabba and Rav Yosef about if you shefted the Kutchim in the south. And then you brought it up onto the Mizbeach. Does it stay on the Mizbeach or does it come down? Rabbi says, take it down, because it's like it was strangled. And Rabbi Yosef says, keep it up. So Gemara says, Milsa, these words, this halakha, Milsa, Dipshitale le Rabbi Bechad Gisa, Rabbi Yosef Bechad Gisa. These words that were, it was a double pashut to Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. Granted, it was double pashut in opposite directions. But they knew the answer. That was Miboile le Rabbi Yanai. That was a Shiloh, it was a suffix of Rabbi Yanai. Again, I'm going to read the gears that we have in Rashi. Right? Miboile le Rabbi Yanai. The boy Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai asked the following question. Evrei olas bamas yachid. Okay? The evarim of an ola that was muktash to be brought on a bamas yachid. And it was shechted, Rashi says, outside on a bamas yachid. And then it got brought inside to a bamas sibur after shchita. And then Rashi adds, they became pasul. That's the gears of evil also. Heter abom. Has to be. Otherwise, you're over there. Yeah. Right? And then they became pasul, right? Until they became pasul. And then she'olu l'mizbeach. And they went up on the mizbeach, on the bamas sibur. Mahu she'yerdu. Do they come down? Right? Does the mizbeach mekadesh it or not? Right? So Gemara says, so Rabbi Yonah had the suffix about a carbon pasul that was shechted in the wrong spot, went up on the mizbeach, im olu yerid or not? That's the machlokas, Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi. Im olu yerid, does it go up or not? Look at the Kirsa Rashi. This is a crazy case. Right, so this, which I think Tosas has that problem also. Tosas, I said they're talking about a live animal that came in. But that's Rashi's case. He says, the boy Rav Yonah, Evari olos bamas yachid she'olam mizbeach mashu yeri hach garsim v'imu nami hach garis v'alva lobe Rav Yonah garis v'hasam. Yochai, he says, a vera ola she nishchata v'amas yochid, she lo v'mkomo hu v'gabi v'amgdolas, in the wrong spot, he karche karche v'shachta v'darim. Because you... Yeah, I don't know why... Because it was supposed to be a v'amas yochid, and you brought it into the v'amas zibur, so it's the wrong spot. You started on the v'amas yochid, and then you brought it inside. I had a kasha. The kasha should be, it should be that you had a v'amas yochid, and then you brought it in alive to the Bama Seaver and you shefted it there. That's the wrong spot. This is carbon supposed to be brought in my backyard, Bama. And I shefted it He was right outside. It was busy inside. He had to do it outside. Take advantage of the fact that he let him shift it outside. So he shifted it outside. Then he brought it in. Okay, Itmar. All right. Now the Gemara is going to go back to discuss the differences between the Bama Seabor and the Bama Siachet. And it brings two memories now. So Itmar. Shchitas Laila Bama Siachet. What about shechting at night and the Bama Siachet? Is that kosher or not? We know you're not allowed to leave at night in the Beis Hamikdash. It can't be done at night. What about in the Bama Siachet? So, Rabu Shmuel, Machlokas Rabu Shmuel, Chad Amar Kshera, Chad Amar Psula. Our view is that we don't know which one said what, but look at Rashi. Rashi says, Ola Itmar, Ola Sbamas Yachish, Shachta Vlaila, Rav Amar Kasher, U Shmuel Amar Apostle. U Kamiflagi, the Amar says, Kamiflagi, Behad Rabbi Lazar, Rami, Behad Rabbi Lazar, because Rabbi Lazar, Rami Kra Hadadi. Machlokas is how you interpret this, there's a contradiction in Sukkim that Rabbi Lazar has, and how you interpret that contradiction will answer your question. Right? The Rabbi Lazar Rami Kro Ahadadi. See if the Pasuk, one Pasuk is Shmuel Aleph. It's Shmuel Aleph, Perakid Aleph, Pasuk Lama Gimel. Pasuk, it says over there, Shaul says, Vayomer Begaltem Golu Eli Hayom Evan Gedola. So he says Hayom. Shaul's talking about them bringing up Korban. He says, make sure to build the Mizbeach during the day so I can be Makrib the Korbanos today. They see from here that the Bum of Yachid cannot be shechted at night, only during the day. Okay, but the pasuk immediately following, right, the next pasuk, it says, "Vayomer Shaul says, Petsu ba'am, va'amarta, go to the nation, va'amarta, lamb, say to them, Hakishu elai ish shoro v'ish seyehu, everyone should bring me their animals, ushchatem bazeh, and eat it, ishefet v'achaltem, and eat it, v'lo sechtu la'ashem, lechol asadam, don't make a sin, do not eat the blood, right, I don't even know that I love me, how to eat the blood. Vayagishu kolam ishoro biyodo alayla. Everyone brought their animals tonight, at night, b'shachdu sham. The first pasuk says, seems to imply you have to do it during the day. The second pasuk says they did it at night. So what's going on? So how do you answer? Ma mishane. So one guy who answers, kan b'chulin, kan b'kachim. What does he know? By the at night is the kachim, and during the day is the kachim. So you see that even b'mas yachid has to be during the day. Because what was shechted at night? Kulin. Umar Rishani, the other Amora answers, Kan b'kachi b'ma g'dola, Kan b'kachi b'ma k'tana. No, when it came to b'ma g'dola, you had to do that at night. When it came to b'ma k'tana, you could do that during... when it came to b'ma g'dola, you could do it during the day. When it came to b'ma k'tana, you could even do it at night. Two psukim talking about two different things. How you interpret the steering of psukim? What? Right. Still a b'ma k'tana. Whether or not you could shechted at night. Can you shechted at night? So one says yes, one says no. Next. Gemara now brings a machlokas amoraim, another halacha. That's a machlokas amoraim. The din was known by bamas yachin. Itmar, not the center of the base measures. Olas bamas yachin. You have an ola of the bama, the bamas yachin. Ola that's been shechted on my backyard bama. So machlokas Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Amar ain't to una hefshet minichuach. Says you don't have to play. You do not have to play the skin or chop up the pieces. Right? You don't. Do not have to do it. Typically, you do have to do it by an ola, but by bamas yachin, no. Rabbi Yochanan Amar to una hefshet minichuach. You do have to do it. What's the... Yeah, so obviously it wasn't complete. Vikamiflagi be the Rabbi Yossi Aglili. And their argument is, they're arguing in the words of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Disanyim, the following brisa. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, he says, Ola shehikribu Yisrael b'midbar. The Ola, that B'nai Yisrael were makrib in the Midbar. What Ola was that? It says, V'nuva yishlachas na'arei B'nai Yisrael v'yavu Olos. V'yizv v'chuzvachim shlomim Hashem apar. That's in Parshas Mishpatim. So those olos that Bnei Yisrael and Makiv in the Midbar, Rabbi Lazar says, Rabbi Yosef clearly said, "Ein teuna heshet b'nituach." It did not need heshet b'nituach. She'ein heshet b'nituach ella me'ol molad
the elah. The only time you have heshet b'nituach is when you get to the ol molad, and these kavanos are brought before the Mishkan was erected.
So Mar Savar, one holds me'ol molad the elah loshna b'ma gedola loshna b'ma ktana. Once the ol molad was erected, then you have heshet b'nituach by the olos. Doesn't make a difference whether it was a b'ma ziyachin or a b'ma zivur. So you have heshet b'nituach once you got to the Mishkan. Umar Savar, the Bama Gedola in, the Bama down below. No. The Pasuk is telling me, before the Bama Sibra went up, there's no Hefshet B'nituach. Once the Bama Sibra goes up, on the Bama Sibra, there's Hefshet B'nituach.
Or Bama Siachid, who has there's no place to teach us that you have Hefshet B'nituach.
Tanya Kabasi the Rabbi Yochanan. So we have a Braisa that learns in accordance with the words of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, one who said that you need to Una Hefshet B'nituach on the Bama Siachid. But the Gemara says, a brisa, similar to the Mishnah that you mentioned, Mati, there's a brisa. Dvarim shebein b'ma gedola b'ma ktana. These are the differences, these are some of the differences, I'll say. These are some of the differences between a b'ma gedola and a b'ma ktana. Number one, keren, right? You have keren, you have the corners, the kevesh, you have a ramp, the yisod, you have the yisod around it, the ribua, it had to be squared off, the b'ma gedola. Those all apply by the b'ma gedola. The ain't keren yisod, the kevesh, ribua, b'ma ktana. Those do not apply by the b'ma ktana, you don't have to build it that way. Also, kiyor, b'chano, b'bama gedola. You have to have the kiyor and the kano by b'bama gedola, right? The kiyor and the poches on the base, the copper base to use to wash. You had to have that by the b'bama gedola, but you don't have that. The ain't kiyor b'chano b'bama gedola. Next, and here's the punchline. Chazei b'shok b'bama gedola. The ain't chazei b'shok b'bama gedola. Sorry, that's not the punchline. Chazei b'shok. It's all in the delivery. That was not the punchline. Chazei b'shok. Right, the thigh bone and the chest bone that does not apply. Sorry, the thigh and the chest that does not apply that applies by the b'ma gedola, but does apply by the b'ma ketana. So when you makir a todim or shlamim by the b'ma ketana, you don't have to take these off. You don't have to wave them. Those don't apply by the b'ma ketana. Now the varim shavs of b'ma gedola b'ma ketana. These are the things that are similar between the b'ma gedola and the b'ma ketana. Shchita of the b'ma gedola ketana. You have to do shchita. I don't know what the hell is. Why would you think that you don't have to do shchita? You would think that the b'ma ketana you can just strangle it and then put it up on the bath. I don't know. Oh, shit. But you have to do shlita on both the bum and the bum katana. What? Then there's no. That's not comparable. That's not comparable. The bum and the dole, you need malika. The bum katana. Second back. I know shlita bum and katana. And here it is. Heshet v'nituach v'gedola u'gitame. Do heshet v'nituach. That's done on both. Dam mat, but those similarities. Dam matir umifagam gedola ubikana. The blood is essential in both the bama gedola and the bama gedana. Meaning, you only can eat that the basar zeba can only be mutter b'achila once you do zrikas adam. And additional to that, machshevas pigul can pasul a karbon, right, both by a bama gedola and a bama gedana. And mumin, right, you have the psul of bal mumin and the psul of zman. You have a karbon that's a bal mum or the zman. The Torah gives a specific amount of time when you're allowed to eat the karbonos. That time applies by the b'ma gedola and the b'ma ketana as well. But amongst the things that are counted is heshet b'nituach. Those apply to both. That is a raya to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that heshet b'nituach applies by the b'ma, by an olas b'mas yachid. Fine. Last part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said aval nosar, the concept of nosar, the hazman, and zman. We learn that zman. We learn zman meaning the machshavas pigol, the hatameh, and the fact that an animal is tameh, shavin zebazeh. What tameh means also could be different. I'd say that making a carbon tummy, you're not allowed to eat it if the carbon becomes tummy, shavim zebazeh. The Gemara now is going to try to bring a brisa to explain to us how do we know that zman, which is machshevas pigol, right, passes also by a bamas yachid. Right? So, tana rabbanan, we learned in a brisa. Minayin la'asos, I don't know why you have to have that liman. All the other things that we excluded before, because the pasuk said specifically, olam oe, or ham izbeah. So, do we have a pasuk that says pigol explicitly applies only to a bamas yachid? Everything else we learned applied to a b'ma ziyachid because it wasn't excluded. It had to be explicit. Now we're asking kasha figos. I don't know. So tana rabbanan. Again, the birsha is an issue here. Minayin lasos zman to b'ma ketana ki b'ma gedola. How do we know that the concept of pigol applies to in a b'ma ketana the same way it applies by a b'ma gedola? By a b'ma gedola. So I'm going to read these parentheses. So I'm shechting it. I'm shechting an ola. It has the din of an ola. I'm only allowed to eat it today and tonight. A shlamim.
I'm only allowed to eat it for 2 days. I'm only allowed to eat it for 2 days tonight. Or an ola. I'm shutting the ola, and I'm going to say, and it has to be brought on the mizbeach the next tonight, today. And I say I'm going to shut the ola, and I'm going to put it on the mizbeach in 3 days. Piggle. I'm going to eat the shlamim 4 days from now. Piggle. Does that concept apply by Bama Katana? Well, we say it does. Now, I don't know what the ramifications are. Maybe you get karis as well. It does. Listen, is you're still bringing a carbon. So there's certain rules of the carbonos that still apply. The Gemara is telling us which rules apply, which rules don't apply. The rule of pickle still applies. Right. So be careful if you're going to... If you're jumping into the pool, if, yeah, if you're jumping in, make sure you know how to swim. I'm going to read the parentheses. The Gemara says, Amra Torah, one. There's a concept of no sir, right? A korban has, right? Yisari. The concept of one, of no sir, is Yisari. The pasuk says, no sir mibsar hazava, vayom ha-shlishi va'ish Yisari, and upigol Yisari. And the pigol should be burnt. If Allah Moshe Sinai, that the, anything that's pasul, this has to be burnt. So you have a comparison between lan and pigol. So we say, ma lan pasul b'bama. So just like lina is pasul by Obama, ah pigol pasul b'bama. So two pigol should be pasul b'bama. And then Mar says, no. O klach l'derav zo. Maybe you can say that, compare it this way. The Ha'amar Torah Lan Yisari. The Torah says that Lina, if you left it overnight, that should be burnt. And also says, V'yotze Yisari. And if it goes out, Yitziah goes out of the spot, it should be burnt. What does it mean that it goes out of the spot by Bama Tana? I don't know. Ma Yotze Kosher B'Bama. Right? The Gemara says, Af Lan Kosher B'Bama. The Gemara says, the Torah said that Apsul Lina and Apsul Yotze have to be burnt. But Yitziah and Lina, but my Yotze Kasher Rebama, you would say just like Yitziah is Kasher Rebama, because there is no Yitziah. The Bama, there's no place for it to go out. It's outside already. So that's Kasher by Obama. So you say Afwan Kasher Rebama. So to Lina will be possible by Obama. So if Lina is Kasher by Obama, then you can't compare a Piggle to it and say it's possible. So you have no place to tell me now that Piggle is possible. So Gemara says, no, you're right, Ein Hachanami. I'll try to learn it from a different way. V'lav Kal B'Chomer Humei Ofos. I'll learn out the fact that pigol passes by Bama Katana from the din of ofos, from the din of birds. Why? Ma ofos, when it comes to birds, she'ein hamum posel behem. Right, we learned in a mishpat, we learned in a brisa in Timura, and we mentioned it a few times in the Masechta here, that tamus v'zachas v'behema, vein tamus v'zachas v'ofos. You don't have to worry about being a tamim animal. It doesn't apply to birds, right? They only become posel if they're a treifa or they're a makusi eider. But mumim themselves do not apply. Nevertheless, Zman posel behem. Zman, Mashenis Pigel, will posel the bird. So, Karche Bama Katana, learning this Kabachomer to Karche Bama Katana, that mum posel behem, that mum is a problem for them. You can't bring about mum on the Bama Katana. Ain't no din, so Kabachomer says Zman posel behem, that the Zman should be a problem, that Pigel should be a problem. So, Mashenis says, no, wait a second. I'll bring you a Chumrah by birds. Once I bring you a Chumrah by birds, I can't learn a Kabachomer. Why, I'm bringing a Chumrah by birds. You know, Mala Opos, Shekain Ain Hazar Karche behem. There's no place in time where a non-Kohen can be mocked at the bird. I guess according to my Amr says, Ein Ophos, Ein Min Ophos, and Ein Ophos on the Mizbeach, right? Ein Zar Kasher Behem, right? At least in the base of Middosh, you can't have a Zar doing the avoda by the birds. Tomar Bebama Katana Shazar Kasherba, you can tell me that you can learn a Kabachomer to a Zar, to a Bama Katana, where it's in your backyard, and anybody can do it? Shalo Yezman Possible, you can't learn it from that. Now, how do I know that pigle applies to a Bama Katana? Umar says, Talmud Omar, you have to look at the Parsha. Right? Parsha says, V'zos Torah Zevach Shlomim. Right? V'zos Torah Zevach Shlomim, Shei Yafib Hashem. This is the Torah of Zevach Shlomim that you're going to bring to Hashem. And where is this written? Look at Rashi. Torah Zevach Shlomim. Torah Achas L'Kol HaShlomim. There's one din, one rule for all Shlomim. V'afilu L'Shlomim Bama Katana. Even for the shlomim that are brought on a Bama Katana, l'masha amar b'inyan. And this inyan, what inyan is this pasuk brought down in? This pasuk is brought in. Rashi says, "Zma over b'osu inyan, zman l'todu v'zman l'shlomim machshavas pigol." Talking about pigol in this parsha, it says those torahs zevach hashlomim. But it's mechlevuim mishum us. Right? So it's talking. It says those torahs zevach shlomim. All shlomim apply to this are applicable this halacha, which is l'asol zman b'bama Katana, k'zman b'bama Gedola, to make this man. The halacha of pigol by Bama Katana, the same way you have a pigol by Bama Gedola. There's one port I heard about. We always say the Hajran. So the Hajran Laparachatos is very, very, very apropos. We're learning Zvachim. We're learning all about Karbanos, and we don't have the Beis Hamikdash. The Shalom Parashasenu. So comes the Hajran and says, Hajran Laparachatos. The Parachatos should return very soon. So as soon as the Parachatos returns, we'll be sprinkled with the eight for the Paraduma, and then all of the learning that we had now will be Fukushima, so leave it to Hilfusa. Mazel Tov.